Construction starts for Menards. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Bluebell Drive shoppers will notice activity in a vacant lot as crews begin construction of a home improvement store. DePietro Excavating of East Canton began moving equipment onto the site this week. New Philadelphia Mayor Joel Day says work will get underway quickly.
This week, the company will begin removing the pavement from the former parking lots and preparing the site for construction. Company officials told Service Director McAbeer that they will be on an aggressive work schedule because Menards would like to have the new store opening next spring.
Once complete, Menards is set to employ 40 full-time and 80 part-time employees. The city agreement with the company is providing a 10-year, 50% property tax abatement. Motorists traveling to the Bluebell Drive area are asked to be conscious of the excavation and any resulting truck traffic. The new building is estimated at $18.3 million. Teachers in a local school district will schedule training times to prepare in the event of an active threat. Roughly a month ago, a Tuscarawas County Sheriff's deputy pitched the idea and the importance of Alice to the Claymont School Board. District Superintendent Scott Golick explained that throughout the year, all staff members will undergo two sets of Alice training.
We also have Alice coming into each one of our buildings to do building-specific training, because obviously training will be different for kindergarten first graders than it would be middle school, high school.
No new programs are being added for the 2018-2019 school year. However, Claymont students will notice some expansions. The district is evolving several current programs, one being the Positive Behavior Program, PBIS, into every school.
It's mandated by the state, but we've kind of moved and changed some things so we're all on the same page. And with the new House Bill 410 attendance policy, we will be working, hopefully by semester's end, to have the entire school on the same type of plan so we meet all state mandates.
Classes resume August 23rd, and one major change for the district is the replacement of the superintendent. Golick took over the position about a month ago and says it's been a great move to come back to his hometown.
The most exciting part is obviously getting to work with some people I worked with for 8 years. It's a very humbling experience, but I really want to bring back a culture here in Claymont City Schools that is one of trust and teamwork, and we're going to work as a team to bring Claymont to be the best that we can possibly be.
Other than minor upkeep maintenance and assessing building roofs, Claymont did not have any major projects besides moving AC into the middle school gymnasium. Tuscarawas County entities have been awarded funding through the Community Foundation. The assistance is going to 30 nonprofit organizations for a variety of projects, including a new rescue boat motor, arts programming advancements, and student scholarships. Tuscarawas County Community Foundation Executive Director Scott Robinson says the grants are through three different funds.
The general fund for the Community Foundation, the Max T. and Irma Miller Donor Advised Fund, and then also the AAA Grant Fund. So there are three different, shall we say, pockets of money that these grants are made from.
He noted that there are always more requests than funds available.
So it's a very difficult job for the Community Foundation volunteers to actually make the selections, but they certainly have done their best and tried to be equal to the geographic areas across the entire county.
Some grant winners are Trumpet in the Land, the Rainbow Connection, the Tuscarawas Historical Society, Bull for Kids' Sake, and the Salvation Army. For a complete list of TCCF grant recipients, visit WTUZ.com. And in state news, a former U.S. Department of Labor secretary for the Clinton administration is scheduled to deliver the main address at a conference in Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports that Alexis Herman will speak Saturday at the 48th Midwest Regional Conference of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Inc. The group is described as the largest African-American women's organization in the country and one that's dedicated to public service. More than 2,200 alumni and collegiate members are expected to attend. And in sports, the Big Z Sports 2018 High School Football Preview Show was last night. If you missed any of that, you can listen to it in the podcast section at WTUZ.com. The Indians completed a three-game sweep of Cincinnati with a 4-3 victory yesterday. The Tribe and the Reds now have the day off today. The Pirates fell to the Twins 6-4, and Pittsburgh welcomes the Chicago Cubs tonight at 7:05. Preseason action is tonight. The Steelers are at the Packers at 8 o'clock. The Browns welcome the Bills tomorrow, and the Bengals play the Cowboys on Saturday. Your news this morning is brought to you by Law Motor Company in Sugar Creek, the area's most complete car service and repair center. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
How do you know the true condition of a pre-owned vehicle? Looks can be deceiving. How do you know that vehicle is mechanically sound? La Motor Company in Sugar Creek has an 88-point checklist. They go through the vehicle and restore it to as close as showroom new as possible before it goes on the lot. Most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. Come to La Motor Company's lot to check out these pre-owned cars and trucks. A black 2011 GMC Canyon with crew cab, leather interior, bed liner, and fog lights. A black 2008 Jeep Grand Cherokee with four-wheel drive, heated leather seats, and sunroof. A white 2007 GMC Yukon with leather interior, third-row seating, sunroof, and V8 engine. Don't forget that most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. See these and other great vehicles at La Motor Company on Broadway in Sugar Creek or on LaMotorCO.com. That's LaMotorCO.com.
A slow-moving cold front will bring periodic showers and thundershowers through at least Friday. Mostly cloudy today. Showers, thundershowers around high temperatures around 80 degrees. Showers and thundershowers tonight, mostly cloudy, low 69. And scattered showers and thundershowers Friday with a high of 81. Look for the threat of showers to gradually subside Saturday with high temperatures near 80 degrees. A mostly sunny sky Sunday with a high of 82. And it looks like it'll stay dry Monday with a high of 84. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, visit us on Facebook or Twitter by going to WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.